You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police and the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a one-vehicle crash overnight with one fatality reported. The crash was reported at around 12:17 this morning on the Fuller Road, west of Highway 371, north of Dixie Inn. One fatality has been confirmed. No other information has yet been released. The crash is under investigation by state police. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for cruelty to juveniles after two young children were found alone at a residence on Lanning Street. Deputies were searching for the mother of a juvenile who was driving a vehicle during a traffic stop in Dixie Inn, where several firearms were found in the vehicle. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 93, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 70 with a northeast wind at 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 91, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Clear Thursday night, low near 70 with an east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers Friday, high 92. Mostly clear Friday night, low 71. And that's the area weather forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Chris Brett Baker was fined $75 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for illegal storage of junk on premises. Shatoria Bell pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Joshua Cole Butcher was sentenced to serve 5 days in jail with credit for time served for disturbing the peace. DeMarcus Cornelius pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Adina Noisha Hawthorne was fined $50 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for residents without water. Caitlin Hendricks was sentenced to 20 days in jail with credit for time served for resisting an officer. Carl Hood was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail plus 60 days suspended and 60 days probation for simple battery. Devarius Kimball pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Ronnie Riley pleaded not guilty to illegal storage of junk on premises and will stand trial at a later date. Jeffrey Rogers was sentenced to 8 days in jail with credit for time served for illegal possession of stolen things. Junice Rogers pleaded not guilty to illegal storage of junk on premises and will stand trial at a later date. Yamon Thomas pleaded not guilty to theft by shoplifting and will stand trial later. Bobby Turner was fined $50 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for dogs at large. Tasha Renee West pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. Latalia White pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. Matthew Lewis was fined $100 plus court cost or 5 days of community service for illegal storage of junk on premises. Jimmy Thomas was fined $100 plus court cost or 5 days community service for illegal storage of a junk vehicle. Brandy Looney pleaded guilty to negligent injury and will be sentenced at a later date. Residents hoping for some relief after storm damage received during the period June 14th through the 16th can utilize the damage.la.gov to report the damage. Residents applying should know the survey is voluntary and does not guarantee any federal disaster relief assistance. To access the survey, you need to visit the website online, damage.la.gov. While no funding through FEMA has been granted for the event, data will help the governor and the Office of Homeland Security and parish officials evaluate situations and have accurate damage information. Residents who receive damage to a residence or business should complete the survey to report damage to their home, residential structure only, no vehicles. Information collected will help parish, state, and federal authorities understand how and where locations were impacted by the disaster event. You can take pictures up close to capture specific points of damage, but also take pictures of the whole area. Make sure pictures are not blurry. If pictures are hard to capture, use the Other Comments field online to describe photos and help portray the damage. When submitting, make sure the street address is accurate and the map pin is placed on or near the damaged structure. Submit reports only on living residence or business. No outbuildings, barns, sheds, garages, or fencing. Damage.la.gov is a virtual Louisiana initiative and damage reporting process launched by the Governor's Office of Homeland Security in the spring of 2020. It gives citizens of Louisiana access to self-report damages in the aftermath of significant disasters, including hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and winter weather. Minden Main Street is soliciting building restoration grant applications from downtown commercial building owners and/or business owners. The grant opportunity is offered through the Louisiana Main Street Program and provides grants ranging from $2,500 to $10,000 to be used for restoration projects on historic commercial structures located in Main Street districts. Restoration projects can be on the interior and exterior of the commercial structure. Applications received from Minden Main Street building and or business owners will be competing statewide for funding with applications from other Main Street districts. Over the years, Minden Main Street has received numerous dollars in redevelopment grant funds from the Louisiana Main Street program, initiating thousands in local project cost plus associated jobs and economic stimulation. To be eligible for the grant funds, a building must be located within the downtown Main Street district, be used for commercial purposes, and be at least 50 years old. In addition, proposed work must be approved by the local Historic District Commission and the Louisiana Main Street office, while also conforming to the guidelines set forth by the Secretary of Interior Standards for Rehabilitation. The Main Street Restoration Grant Application Guidelines, details, and deadlines are available from Main Street Director Taylor Wren. You can call 371-4258 or email mainstreet@mindenusa.org. A meeting of the Pringer Place Cemetery Association is scheduled for Saturday. The meeting starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning in the Fellowship Hall at Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church. It's an urgent meeting. All are urged to please attend. A Kids Day at Caney Lake event is scheduled for this Saturday, sponsored by Webster Parish Tourism. Kids are welcome to come and learn about water safety and how to kayak. Friends of the Bayou Chapter of the Ozark Society will be on hand. It'll run from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Saturday, Kids Day at Caney Lake. Memorial services for Barbara Lynn Butler are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Christian Church at Minden, with Pastor Ginger Gray officiating. Survivors include a daughter, Leanne Mansell, three half-sisters, a half-brother, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Frederick Jerome Harrison are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the Benevolent Chapel. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Services for Drusilla Kirksey are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Heflin. Burial will be in the Moore Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have the prefix of 377 unless otherwise noted. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, an electric dryer for $150. Call 455-6917. That's an electric dryer for sale for $150 at 455-6917. For sale, an inside air conditioning unit for a mobile home for $700, 562-0603. That's for sale, an inside air conditioning unit for a mobile home for $700 at 562-0603. Garage sale Friday and Saturday at 412 Summit Street. That's a garage sale Friday and Saturday at 412 Summit Street. For sale, a Nissan Maxima car, $3,500. Call 564-5194. They have for sale a Nissan Maxima, $3,500 at 564-5194. Wanted, a 2008 or 2009 Honda Accord with an automatic, 517-1817. That's wanted, a 2008 or 2009 Honda Accord that has an automatic, 517-1817. Wanted, land in Webster or Claiborne Parish at 268-7681. Wanted, land in Webster or Claiborne Parish. Call 268-7681. For sale, two pieces of 12x38 linoleum. Call 464-1154. That's two linoleum rugs. They're 12x38. Call 464-1154. For sale, a finishing moor at 205-4877. They have a finishing moor for sale, 205-4877. For sale, a 99 BMW convertible and a 98 Chevy Lumina, 895-3988. That's a 99 BMW convertible for sale. Also for sale, a 98 model Chevy Lumina at 895-3988. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac at 864-0244. That's a 2004 Cadillac for sale. Call 864-0244. Wanted, a 94 or 95 town car for parts. They also want clay dirt and someone to spread it. 639-9340. Wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln town car for parts. They also want clay dirt and someone who can spread it at 639-9340. Wanted, a twin-size bed at 5217. Wanted, a twin-size bed, call 5217. Brown eggs for sale, call 268-0212. Please leave message if no answer. That's brown eggs for sale, 268-0212. If no answer, leave message, please.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.